Overcoming Disbelief. Remember, faith is a state of mind which develops by conditioning your mind to receive infinite intelligence. Applied faith is the adaptation of the power of infinite intelligence to your definite major purpose. Applied faith is the dynamo of the science of personal achievement, the source of the energy to put your thoughts into action. In faith, you temporarily relax your own reason and willpower and open your mind completely to the inflow of infinite intelligence. The chapter on definiteness of purpose teaches that your mind is the only thing over which you have the right to complete control. You must control your mind so that it is regularly open to the power of infinite intelligence. Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Therefore, do not allow self-imposed limitations and restrictions to block the flow of infinite intelligence. As sunlight passing through a prism is broken up into its component rays, so infinite intelligence passing through your mind is broken up into a variety of forms. The belief that you cannot succeed, that you are not worthy, that others stand in your way, that some things cannot be done, each of these will act as an imperfection in the prism of your mind, distorting and scattering the power of infinite intelligence. And if you close the window of your mind to the power of infinite intelligence through disbelief, you will never experience its benefits. You cannot simply announce to yourself that you have faith and expect instant results. Faith is a state of mind which must be cultivated. Set aside at least an hour a day to contemplate your relationship to infinite intelligence. Look for the ways in which it is manifested in your life and for places where its power can be applied. Clear your mind of all negative thoughts of want, poverty, fear, ill health, and disharmony. And then take these three easy steps to build your faith. 1. Express a definite desire for the achievement of a purpose and relate it to one or more of the basic human motives. 2. Create a definite and specific plan for attaining that desire. 3. Start acting on that plan, putting every conscious effort behind it. The more you act on faith and infinite intelligence, the more your mind will open to its power, and the more you see that power working in your life, the easier it will be for you to act on faith. The process is a wonderful cycle. When you face a problem or question, you can put this fledgling faith into action. Your subconscious has already been conditioned by your acting on faith to believe that you will succeed. Relax your reason so that it does not interfere with listening to the ideas, hunches, and intuitions that your subconscious conceives on the basis of this faith in your success. Look among these suggestions from your subconscious for the solution to your problem. You will recognize this solution by the soundness of the plan that occurs to you and by the feeling of enthusiasm which accompanies its recognition. As soon as you do recognize the plan, act on it at once. Do not hesitate, argue, challenge, worry, or fret about it. Act on it. If your plan does not work out exactly as you had expected, repeat this procedure. It takes time to build faith, to open your mind to its application. But remember, you cannot expect infinite intelligence to do your work. That's what applied faith means. If the plan you conceive through faith requires the cooperation of other people, you must work to gain it. It will not just happen. If your plan requires capital, it will not appear on your doorstep in a grocery bag. You must seek it out with the best of your abilities. You must put your faith into action. A final word. If you make your prayers an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessings you already have, instead of requests for things you do not have, you will obtain results much faster.